Can you hear the music?
Yeah.
You can hear it.
Excellent. Yeah, boy.
Love that.
Perfect.
This one gets me right amped to record a podcast, man.
Yeah. It is a good vibe. I love the shredding going on in it. Very dangerous, yeah. Daddy.
Hell yeah, we even got one viewer already, man.
Love it.
All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, and shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro, outro music. You know, find him everywhere on the socials. On this week's episode, man, we got Jordan Boyclair. Is it Boyclair?
Yeah, Boyclair.
Boyclair. We're doing live stream. We're doing a live stream of the podcast, man. We're over here on Instagram. Yeah. We're on, Dick underscore Frost 89 over on Instagram. We're over at YouTube at the Dick Frost channel on YouTube. And we're also over on Facebook at Dick Frost. Man, I'm excited to be doing the podcast live. And it's working over on YouTube. This is one of the first, or not YouTube, Instagram. It's one of the first times it's ever worked over on Instagram. So
I love that.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for, you know, that to have Jordan on over here, man. Everyone might know him from, you know, his newest drop, his latest buzz on the internet that surrounds him. You know, he's got that Goodbye Trudeau song up there. And, you know, I'm excited, man. I when so many people sent me that song, you know, so many people sent me it, and I went and checked you out, and you were already following. I was like, oh shit, man. Yeah, I love that. Right. And then, you know, why not? Your blue collar, you got that too. So you fit right in with the podcast. So shout out to everybody watching over on Instagram here too, though. So.
Right on. Yeah, that's buddy, awesome. So I'm stoked that Instagram's working for you. That's a reach and a half now.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, buddy. You know, it's just, you gotta be everywhere with the podcast, right? You can't just be here and maybe once over there. You gotta be everywhere. You gotta get it going. So tell us a little bit about yourself, buddy. Like, what do you do for work, and how you got to where you're at now?
Well, I mean, it's been one hell of a ride, man. I'm a Union Tin Basher, local 280. What's up? Right now I'm out on an injury, but I've been doing sheet metal for fucking 12 years now, and it's treated me all right. I mean, I'm banged and bruised and my knuckles are shredded like every other sheet metal guys, but it is what it is. Music's always been a huge part of my life, and you know, I've been sticking around with just writing lyrics for a long time, and the whole Trudeau song is kind of a joke, to be honest. Like, I was going off because I was like, you know what, we need a good like political bashing song going, and I'd been working on it for a while, and then I put it out and everybody loved it, and I was like, all right, this is great. So pretty much, I mean, kind of something that I've been working up to my whole life, and it's, you know, it's kind of panning out in a weird way, you know. It's like I buy lottery tickets, I go to the casino, I never win, but then like here I am scratching the proverbial TikTok ticket, and then I'm okay, well now I'm like getting messages from all kinds of people. And
well, that song hits, man. That song slaps with everybody, right? You know, we're at a point in our society, you know, where like the hate for him is real right now, right? And everything that's happening surrounding that, man, that song is perfect timing. Did you do that on purpose? How long did it take you to write that song?
Honestly, so it's been in the works. I picked it up probably like 2 years ago. I was pissed off about the gun ban and they just kept adding shit to it. So I was like, you know what, like I'm gonna start going off about some stuff, how can I fix it? And then I threw a couple different lines together, and then it was one of those ones that you keep coming back to, right? And then when I decided to start kind of messing around with the audio for it, it was just like all this stuff with Trudeau was bubbling, and there, you know, his finance minister and him got into it, and you know, I'm hearing about it every, like my old man's just all about the politics, eh? So it was like every day, I didn't even have to watch the news, he was just like, oh, you hear what's going on now? And I'm like, perfect, I got my own little Amazon Alexa for strictly politics. So
that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, he was telling me, and then I was like, you know what? It was like the day after, because I already had it kind of like on the go, and the like day after he said he was resigning, I was like, perfect timing. I got to drop this right now because it's just going to hit. It's just going to be rubbing salt in the wound, right?
I can't talk politics on my social media, man. Like I've tried, I've hinted at it a little bit. I've even joking around, especially on Instagram, you know, I talk politics and, you know, I bleed followers for like a week, man. It's insane.
Man. Yeah. I don't know. I can go off for days, man. I met this girl on Tinder and she was like, how do you feel about this? And I was like, how much time you got? So
shit. So like, how did that date go? Are we still on that date? Is that date still happening? Or like, are you still in that how much time you got? You know, like, are we still like, you know, two kids and like 5 or 6 years later and you're still going off or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I got my youngsters, you know, and they're great.
You're,
I got
so a great you're with her. You're with the Tinder date.
No. Hell no. No, this is a girl I literally just met recently. Like, I just started talking to her. I was just using it as an example for sure. But no, I'm not with their mom. No, that's a long time ago. Right. She's a sweetheart, yeah. But me and her are together.
Yeah, that was funny. I thought you were saying, you know, you went on this Tinder date and, you know, a couple of years ago, and you were like, how much time you got? And, you know, we're a couple kids in and almost marriage later, right? So that'd be funny. You know, he's still just going off about Trudeau.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious. Man, you know what? In a perfect world, just me, an equally blue collar girl. That's what I'm aiming for. I got the two kids. I don't need any more.
So we got three people watching here live on Instagram. Four now. Four people in here. You guys, I don't know where they're coming in from. I don't know if I can see it or not. I can't see it. But there's a comment section there. You know, tell us where you guys are coming in from, you know, because especially over here, I can't tell you if it's coming in from Facebook or if it's coming in from YouTube, because we're live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram right now. So that's pretty cool, actually. Shout out from Buffalo, New York, bow ties and horns. What's up, buddy? This guy says become our 51st state. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that?
I don't know, man. I don't, you know, like, we wouldn't have any trouble getting our oil to Tidewater, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
You know what? Like, I feel like it's one of those novelty conversations, yeah. Right? Like, there's positives and negatives to it, you know? Like, me as a Canadian, I'm super, like, I'm prideful of being Canadian, you know? Maybe not of the government or whatever, but, like, I'm a proud Canadian, you know? Like, I'm generations and generations. So, like, to just switch that over and then, you know, how would that even work? Or is the Canadian flag going to be gone? You know, is it going to be the American flag, whatever? So like,
I hear that for sure.
I've got a lot of like personal qualms, man.
Yeah. You know, like, I don't know, man, like our free healthcare, which isn't exactly free. You know what I mean? That's what the one thing
is. You get taxes here.
Yeah. I pay what we pay for, like 50%, 52% tax. So, you know, it's not exactly free. You get taxed 52%. You drive on a shitty road to a hospital in which you got to wait 12 hours to get seen, to sit on a gurney. And if you need surgery, dude, my appendix was exploding. And I waited 12 hours in a waiting room to sit on a gurney for the doctor to touch my stomach and be like, appendix. Yeah, go sit out in the hallway, waiting. That was at midnight. Wait until 7 a.m. for ultrasound to open up, just for them to be like, hey, that's your appendix. You need surgery. To go sit for 12 hours in an actual room for them to be like, hey, you know what? It was a 20-minute surgery or something like that, and it came out. And I waited over 24 hours just to have it, man. And that's insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's atrocious.
Yeah, man, it is what it is, you know, it is. Hey, but, you know, they were talking about, like, the private healthcare, you know, they were talking about bringing it to Canada. And, like, they will have that, right? They will have that. you know, where you can pay. That's just an extra thing on the side. If you want to pay for it, here, you know, it's faster. You know, you get what you pay for, right? So, like, here, you can pay for it if you want. Yeah. Not necessarily saying you can. It's going to be 100% a thing, but yeah.
You know what? If you have enough money, anything's possible, right? Like, half of these super rich people have like a doctor on dial that's like, yo, what's up, doc? I need you to do this. And it's just that dude's doctor, you know? He's on payroll.
I don't know if you can see the comments here, but if you look over below our screen here, it says comments. Christopher Ray Judson says, just think you can work in Antarctica now because you don't have your appendix. So, hey, you know, shout out to that. You know, at least like you. Wait, what? I don't understand that. Can you see the comments?
Yeah, I can see the comments. Yo, can you elaborate on that, Mr. Judson?
You gotta elaborate on that a little bit, man, because I would have got my appendix out a little bit longer, or a little sooner, if I could just go work in Antarctica. So you're saying you're off right now on an injury.
Yeah.
What happened? If you don't mind me asking, if you're allowed to touch on it at all, I don't know. I know how some of those things can be a little.
Yeah, no, it's all good. My I went over to my brother's place for we were doing. It was, I like to say that it was Christmas dinner, but it was just like all those brothers getting drunk, and I got there a little bit late, and a brawl broke out because, you know, redneck white trash family Christmas. And one of my brothers mistook me for another, like somebody that some shit was going on, and I got like football tackled from the front stoop off onto a bunch of ice, and it just, yeah, it took me out. Like, got back at, well, I was pinned when it happened, but the next morning I woke up, I was like, ah, yeah, this is great, my shoulder's dusted, there's no going back to work for a little bit. Went to the doctor. He sent me for imaging, so I can't even get in until the end of the month. So,
oh, that's brutal, man. So by that time, it'll be like a month since the injury, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gnarly. Bomb Lucky here, Leanna, who was on the podcast at one point in time, and we got to get her back on because she is amazing, says there was a guy up in the Antarctica who had to take his own appendix out at work or somewhere. Scuba Steve, what up, buddy? Scuba Steve is in Hinton, Alberta. Shout out to Hinton. I love me some Hinton. Yeah, but I guess some guy in Antarctica ended up having to take his own appendix out. I haven't heard that. When was that? When did that happen? That's pretty crazy.
What, like, what industries are even up in Antarctica anyway, besides, like, you know, science and research? Like, are they drilling out there? Like, I figure you'd probably be the best guy for me to ask because I'm not in the oil patch. But
are they drilling in the Antarctica?
Yeah,
I think the Arctic Circle is closed to all that shit right now. But as the polar ice caps melt and all that shit, it opens up shipping lanes, right? So you got Russians, the Chinese, the Canadians, they're all fighting for control of the Arctic, right? Like, so the Arctic Circle is like nobody controls it, right? I think Greenland, I watched something on this yesterday. Most of Greenland is in the Arctic Circle. That's why Trump is going after Greenland. Greenland wants to be annexed, you know, for, you know, economic purposes and whatnot. And so that puts, you know, Greenland is strategic, right? The Americans used to own a foothold in there. And then I saw it on YouTube yesterday. Yeah, I don't know if you knew who Johnny Harris is, but he makes all these cool videos about lots of geopolitical things. And he went off about the Arctic Circle and Greenland and how the U.S. had army bases there back in, like, you know, during the Cold War. But at a certain point, they were just like, hey, you know what? We're out. And they left everything there. They left all their equipment there. And now, you know, Trump and them, they're coming back. They want the Arctic, right? They want Greenland because of the strategic placement to the Arctic Circle and also to parts of Europe, right? So it's all about the shipping lanes as the polar ice caps melt.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that makes tons of sense. And even just thinking, you know, the closer you are to all that, the easier it's to cross over, you know, especially if there's enough breaks in ice, then they can see all that shit from satellites, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So like they could be like, hey, you know, it would be such a good place just for intelligence, really.
Yeah, no, dude, 100% it is, right? Did you know that, what was that? High level Alberta is the northernmost community in the world suitable for agriculture.
Really?
Like any higher than high level agriculture, they still grow it, but it's not suitable. They got to force it, right? Whereas like, high level is the northernmost community in the world suitable for agriculture. That's crazy.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Like thinking that it's that north. Like, have you ever been out to High Prairie?
Been to High Prairie. Yep.
Yeah. Oh man, I drove to Yellowknife years ago to go and do a project up there, and you just take the highway all the way out, and once you cross the provincial border, it's just like red shale for fucking miles, dude. Like I'm talking 3 or 4 hours of just this red shale that's bumpy and terrible. And like, have you ever been out to the Northwest Territories at all?
Oh yeah, man, I worked in Fort Smith for a while there, you know. Nice. Hay River and Enterprise and, okay, yeah. Pretty close to the border there, but you know, it was pretty cool because the hotel parking lot, I thought I was gonna have to go driving around to see the northern lights when I was up there. Didn't even have to leave the hotel parking lot. Lit up like a Christmas tree all over the parking lot. Northern lights for miles, man. It was so cool.
Love it. That was one of my favorite parts about working up there.
Joel Dizzy's, what's up, man? We got apparently they have fields up in Steen River. Yes, they do have fields in Steen River, but like they also have to, you know, force that growth, right? They got to do other things to have that growth up there. Whereas like high level is just, you know, suitable for it. But yes, they can still grow up there. It's just hard. Yeah. What's up, Melissa Holla? Anyway, man, yeah, dude, I wanted you to, You said you were also working on another song. What's that other song called that you're working on?
Well, I got a bunch of other songs actually, but I got a pretty patriotic one. It's called Berta Strong. And that one's a vibe, dude. That's a two-stepper for sure.
Can you play it for us or what?
I can give you guys a bit of a demo on that one.
Give us the demo on Berta Strong, man. I thought it was called Berta Boys, but like Berta Strong is good, man. In case you guys didn't know, we are live streaming over on Instagram, Dick_Frost89. We're live streaming at on the Dick Frost YouTube channel and over at the Dick Frost Facebook page. At another device, I could also go live on the TikTok page, but that's not happening. So give us an appetizer. He's giving it. He's coming.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
You ready for it?
This one's a vibe, dude.
This one's a vibe. All right. I can't wait to hear this one. We got 6 people coming in over from Instagram. We had 4 or 5 people over here. One person liked over on Facebook so far, but and Christopher Roy Judson's been commenting over on Facebook this whole time. So,
my boy, yeah,
very buzzed. What's up, man?
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Can you hear that?
Over the prairies, golden hues ignite.
Another day is dawn
under the endless northern lights.
From the Rockies standing tall to the Badlands stark and grand,
there's a spirit in this land that outsiders don't understand.
We're the heart of the Wild West, where the black gold used to flow, and the wind whispers stories of the seeds our fathers sowed. Through boom and bust, we've weathered every storm. This bird of blood runs deep,
keeping us safe and warm.
Bird of strong, yeah, that's the anthem we hold dear. A province built on grit and grace year after year. From the Oryx to the farm fields under that endless sky, we're bird of strong.
Boom, that's all you guys get for that one.
Man, when does that come out?
What was that?
When does that come out?
So that's a separate project. So with Goodbye Trudeau, that's that is specifically between me and my brother and his band.
So that's like a separate deal that we got. They actually, so I was gonna do a little kickoff with that, but when I was talking to the guys earlier, they're like, yeah, no, let's wait until it's fully released. We don't want to give anybody any more. So that they kind of put the quash on that, but this is a separate project. This is going to be on an EP. So, By Trudeau is just going to be a single. Okay. And then this, so I've got a couple songs and they're all very bluegrassy, kind of like outlaw drifter country music. I got another song on there called Double Wide Love Song, and it's about meeting a girl that works at a gas station and picking her up and getting married and going back to her trailer and just pretty much being like, hey, I'm quitting my job to live with you in your trailer. I love you, sweetheart. So we got a couple funny ones, and I'm gonna have a song for my daughter on there that I wrote.
How old's your daughter?
She's 8.
Oh man, yeah. I bet she's loving that.
Every time we get in the car, she's like, put it on, daddy.
Yeah, put it on. Hey man, you got a guitar on you right now. I think Melissa Halla here and a couple other people say that By Trudeau will be the new national anthem. I think people want to hear it, man, if they haven't heard. When does that come out, by the way? I've been dying to know that.
So that one's gonna be coming out before, I think we're estimating like right before Valentine's Day.
Okay, so a month and about a month.
Yeah, so it's gotta go through quite a bit of refining once we get it all down. Yeah. So they've got pretty much their almost ready studio version for the instrumental.
Okay.
And then once we get in for sound, then we got to do all the sound matching and everything for it. So that's the one thing that's going to take time, just kind of getting away from the latency and then matching all the EQ for it. And so that's going to be the difficult part, but it's going to be coming out. It might even be out sooner than that, but I would say that the roughly 14th would be probably the latest that it would be out. That's me being generous with the timeline.
That's pretty exciting, actually, because I don't know. I like that song. If anyone here doesn't know where they can find it, where can they find you over on TikTok so they can go look for the song immediately?
Yeah, man, and it's pinned to the top of my page too. So if you go down to TikTok, you can get a hold of me. It's Boz, Boz, 1-O-N-E, 403, because, you know, Berta.
Berta, baby. So, 403. Down in YYC, eh?
Yeah. Well, nice. I'm kind of on the outskirts.
Whereabouts in YYC yet?
I'm up in Airdrie right now.
Airdrie, okay. Cool. I used to live in Auburn Bay, down in the southeast. Yeah, man.
I love it down there. I've installed tons of EVs down there.
Beautiful, beautiful area. I was out of my income range, that's for damn sure.
You have access to the lake and everything too, or what?
Yeah, I had access to the lake, man. It was a lot of fun, man. Good place to live, good place to be, you know, beautiful area, you know, lots to do for the kids and whatnot, but it's just expensive. All the Calgary Flames live around the lake, right? So like you had the around the lake, the houses were $3 to $5 million. And then, you know, I lived a block and a half away where the houses were like 250 to 300 grand, but they were only like 800 square feet. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's expensive for what you got, for sure.
For sure, dude. I don't know. Like, I was just, because I just came from Vancouver. I was out there just doing work for a couple months. And I lived in $1 million condo. But like you paid for it, you know, like I had everything though. It was cool. They're like, I had a fucking bowling alley in my building, like bowling alley, two huge gyms, swimming pool outside, swimming pool on the roof, library, two music studios, like just atrocious, dude. So like, when I lived there, I was like, all right, I'm going to be bougie about it, I guess. If I got to live downtown Vancouver, I may as well live downtown Vancouver.
Yeah, absolutely. Christopher Roy Judson said he's out of my income range, if you know what I mean, buddy. Buddy, I've worked in Grand Prairie and Fort St. John and Fox Creek and Fort Mac. I don't think you're out of my price range.
You ever been out to Prince George?
Oh, I've been up to PG. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Getting off the bus. I took the Greyhound up there from Grand Prairie once. And, oh, yeah. I've been up to PG. All right, man. Getting off that bus there was an experience and a half.
Oh, man. I lived in a campground in there in 2017. For like 2 or 3 months, I was working out there, and I met one of my best friends. He's this guy from Quebec, and when I first met him, he didn't speak any English, so I was like trying to teach him English, but broken Alberta English. And he's one of the best guys. He's like, "Hey, buddy, have you want for a fucking rip?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude, for sure." He's like, "Have you want take a beer to Town Hall? Do you remember Town Hall in Fort Mac?"
Yeah.
Yeah, me and him used to go down there all the time. He'd be like, "Have you want four take beer at Town Hall?" And I'm like, "I love that, Pascal. Me and you should go right now."
Adam wants to know if I'm staying at a Civio camp. Yeah, and I stay at Grey Wolf in just outside of Fort Mac there. Yeah, you're born in Fort St. John. Oof, buddy. You ever spend any time in FSJ?
No.
You never spent any time in Fort St. John, man. Oh, my God. Christopher Roy over here would know what I mean when I say get the condil and cheers then. If he was born there, he knows. Peter Buds Stabernack, hey, yes, sir. So, man, when you were up north there in PG, were you still doing tin bashing or what were you doing then?
Yep. Yeah, I was doing all kinds of new homes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was doing the rough-in for all the tin bashing up there because that was back in the days when piecework actually paid you well. And now everybody just tries to fucking nickel and dime you, so.
Nice. So you've just tin bashed your whole career? Or?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, when I was 16, I went to go and work at a Pizza Hut, and my like boss was a pillhead, so she gave me like the keys to open every morning, and I was nice. Like, all right. And she's like, I'll give you like $16 an hour. And then from there I started a delivery company, and I ran that until I was like 19, and I took a couple like odd jobs doing concrete and stuff like that. And yeah, after concrete, I did a bit of patchwork for a bit. I went out to Saskatchewan. I did well servicing, and we were building containments and shit. Nice. So I spent like a year doing that. That was a sweet gig. I was with one of my brothers and two of our like best friends in this like $40,000 staff house, and like it was a bunch of 19-year-olds in a staff house. They like, it's exactly what you thought was going on. So we had way too much oil field money, and we were just like, let's piss it all away. And it was one of the best times of my life. But yeah, after that, I came back home and I met this girl, and me and her
on Tinder. Yeah. Met her on Tinder.
No, actually my buddy, this is a great story. I had broken up with like this previous chick that I was with, and my good buddy Jay called me, and he's like, "Man, I heard you're down in the dumps. You and your girl just broke up. You should come by my place. Me and my three buddies are here, or me and my two buddies are here, and we got these four girls here." And I'm like, "All right, fucking A, I'm on my way." Like, my buddy just hooked up a booty call for me, essentially. And I went down to his place, and I walked in, and the three chicks that I seen there were just like, they're nice, but just like not my style, you know. They're like, just way the fuck out there. And I was like, oh no, did my boy set me up? Like, what's going on? And then my baby mama walked out the door, walked out the bathroom door, and she was just like Daisy Duking it up, hot as hell. And I was just like, is it Christmas? You boys shouldn't have. And then, you know, a couple months later, she's pregnant, and I was like, I gotta get a real job again. So
you better hope the new old lady ain't listening to this, buddy, because, you know, calling her hot as hell, bro. You're sleeping on the couch tonight, you know.
No, no, she doesn't look like that anymore.
Nah, of course not. Of course not.
But yeah, so, yeah, it was after that, that's like I got online, and I think I went to do a day of woodworking. And I got I've got terrible allergies. And the first day into like sanding this super rare wood table, I was like, yeah, I can't do this shit. And then I got a call from another sheet metal company, and I've been a lifer ever since. So
yeah, fine. Yeah. Man, so your time in the patch, what did you think of that? Did you have a good time or what? Was it a lot of fun? Did you want to go back or what?
I mean, like, my body's pretty shot right now, so like I would consider going back if there was a right opportunity. Because yeah, it was all right. It was a bit of a shit show for sure, because we weren't out in camp or anything, right?
Every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I did service rigging too for a while. And that was when I was like that would have been when I was like 19, 20 maybe. And I might have weighed like 100 pounds. I didn't eat properly. Like, I had no business being on a service rig that was a man short already. I remember being on the way out of Crawford, like way, way out to Dogsland or something out in Saskatchewan. And the crew that I was with the first day, they're like, hey, by the way, so our company gives us a free trip to Mexico if we have no reported injuries. So if you fuck yourself up good, we're leaving you in the field. And I was like, all right, got it.
Did you end up going to Mexico or what?
No. No, I didn't make it around for the Christmas trip for that. I think
I did roofing with my dad from the time I was 11 till I was 18. One day I owed $500 in overdue fees at the library. And my dad's like, well, you're going to earn that money back now, boy. You know what I mean? He's like, I'll pay this. But after this, you're working for it. So he took me to work. I was 11 and he took me to work with him. And he taught me the value of the dollar, what it takes to earn it. And anytime I earned a little bit extra more than I should, any side hustles while I was at work, I had to buy dinner that night for the crew and all that, right? Like, one time we were playing pool, and he's like, I bet you can't make that shot. Bet you $20. I'm like, all right. I made the shot, did my thing, he gave me $20. He's like, drinks are on you now, son, right? And yeah, man. But his thing was, man, you know, being up on the roof, he's like, remember, because back then safety wasn't really a thing and we didn't wear harnesses. We had the harnesses up there and we had the ropes up there for show, but we didn't use them. And he's like, remember, you fall off the roof, you're fired before you hit the ground. Right. Like, you don't work here. Right. And, bomb lucky here. Leanna, she says the safety side of her just died inside.
You know what, my favorite thing to say to my apprentice is like, all right, don't ever do what I'm about to do.
yeah whenever I'm training anybody, it's like, hey, you know what, we all gonna die here today, you know, like you know what, they're gonna tell you to do it a different way. I don't know why they got you with me, because I'm not gonna show you the proper way to do it. I'm gonna show you how I do it, works for me, right? It was, I was moving rigs one time, and I'm fucking 5'4", dude. I'm not very tall. And because there are no other comments over here, Christopher, they're all over on Instagram over there. But we're moving rigs, and I got the winch line out, and I got to put it back up on the tractor, right, over on the Texas bed. And buddy that's training me, he's like a whole foot taller than me. So he's just like, you know, just doing that. Me, I got to scrunch it up, put it up there, and then I got to jump, right? And he's like, bro, you know that there's an easier way to do that, right? And I'm like, yeah, show me. So he's just like, shows me his way, and I'm like, dude, look at the height difference here, man. Like, you know, like if I do that, I am dying here today, right? And yeah, he's like, oh, I didn't take into account for your height. So, you know, there was all that, but yeah.
Fuck, man, the amount of crazy shit. Like my most recent apprentice that I had before I had this injury, he's 18, right? Fresh out of high school, the best apprentice I've ever had in my life. The journeyman that had him before me broke this kid, and like the first day I met him, he's pulling shit out of the job box, like asking me how I want my ladder set up, and I'm like, settle down, bro, who hurt you? Like, drink your coffee, you fill out the paperwork, and I'm gonna tell you what we're doing today. And he's like, really? And then like it took me probably 2 or 3 weeks just to get him broken from that, like, dude, you don't have to unload all my shit. You're like, put something down. I can carry my own tools, bro. And he was just so adamant on it. But I told him, I was like, you know what? Good for you for like taking that initiative. Cause I've had kids that are like, you know, 24, 25, and they're, I need a safe space. Don't yell around me.
Dude, so in the tin bashing industry, like anyone that wants to get into it and whatnot, like how does one go about being a tin basher besides the obvious and just applying for it? Like what can they expect, you know, like with a starting wage and like what's a bottom of the barrel tin basher making in 2025?
Well, it's peculiar that you asked me that because I've got some qualms with it. So right now it's dependent. So in Alberta, most guys are making $36 to $40 an hour on the high end, maybe 32 with a journeyman ticket. You know, it depends on your knowledge, and like a well-rounded guy could probably get 42 an hour to start as an apprentice in Calgary, Edmonton area. You're probably like to 24. You don't want your background.
Oh, he's freezing.
Has burgers and $20.
Oh. He's freezing. You froze. Yeah, you're there. I can see you now. Yeah, you're there.
Okay, we're good.
I missed out right on how much you said to start in Calgary.
So to start in Calgary, you're looking at like $20 to $24 an hour, depending on what you were doing beforehand. Like if it's applicable trade knowledge, you're probably getting 24. I would say, you know, like I'm a union guy, so I would say go down to a union and go and do that because you're going to get the best wage, best placement. It's a little bit more difficult in Alberta than BC. Like I just came from Vancouver, and Vancouver, some of our first years are making almost $30 an hour. And I make $50 an hour out there. You get full benefits. You don't have to fight for anything. There's not really any unfairness, you know, like there's no one's getting mistreated by union companies in Vancouver or Alberta for the most part, you know, unless you suck, you know. And that, like, I find if you're an Alberta guy and you go to BC, you get a lot more respect because a lot of the BC union guys have gotten very, like, they're cushy with their job. And we come from like a place where if you're not good, you're just fucking fired, right? Like there's nothing that holds you there because there's no big union stuff in the cities here. It's all up in the oil sands, you know? And
I got a request. Now that there are 10 people total watching this right now, can we play the Goodbye Trudeau song?
Yeah, we can. I can play what you guys all heard.
Can you
play? Oh, can I play it?
Yeah, we want to hear you sing.
No, man, I can't.
Come on.
You guys want to hear me sing? No, I can't.
We want to hear you sing, man.
You know what? When I do the next release, I'll come on and I'll do it with you live again.
All right, let's listen. Let's listen. Put it on and we'll listen to it here then.
Yeah.
People love that Berta Boy song or Berta Proud song. People love that. Everyone in here is like, oh, my God, I'm melting.
You know what?
This guy here said, "Be a man." He wants to hear you. He wants to hear your beautiful voice.
I can't, man. It's not up to me. I've already kind of. I only have lyric rights to that song right now. Okay. So like, I absolutely want to, but the band's like, "Hey, please don't," and I don't want to spit on, you know, spit in their faces. It's a respect thing.
What's the name of your band?
So my little brother's band is the Smoky Trail Bandits.
Smoky Trail Bandits.
Yeah,
I like that. So, do they have any release music on anywhere?
Yeah, yeah, okay, they've got a ton of music. You guys can find him. He's Gabriel Morris, GabrielMorris, on Spotify and Apple Music, and he's on everything. And like he's good, man. That's why I kind of went to him.
This guy says you won't dunk on your brother like that, but didn't you say your bro scrapped you drunk and he deserves it?
No, it wasn't that brother. I've got a bunch of brothers, dude.
All right, there you go. There you go. All right, man, let's listen to the Trudeau song, man. I love this song. I think everyone that's heard it so far does too.
Oh, dude, it's a banger. It's a certified banger.
The day he quit, I cracked a beer and laughed till I turned red. No more drink box water things or the nonsense that he said. He taxed the rigs, he killed the farms, caught our oil a disgrace. While he sat in gold with silver spoons, a smug look on his face. Good riddance, Justin, don't look back. The country's had enough. You broke the backs of working folks, but we're built strong and tough. All Canada's done with your charades, your scandals, and your lies. The clown that ran this circus quit. About damn time, goodbye. You banned our guns, you stole our rights. Said freedom wasn't safe, but you wore blackface at your parties. Oh, the leader that you gave.
Boom. I'll give you guys the extra 15 seconds of that.
Man, I haven't heard the blackface part yet. So,
yeah.
Damn. So, you guys did get a little sneak peek on here. Hey, there you go.
Just a little sneak peek, bro. Just a little one. I might get in trouble for that, but there's, you know what? It gets even better without being like it makes sense. You know, I wish I could go off about some of the rest of the lyrics.
But hey, listen, we can listen to the rest of it in 1 month's time, right? Or less.
1 month time or less. I'm pushing for it. 1 month or less. I got I've got a raw sample of the instrumental without any vocal on it. Do you guys want to hear that?
Was that you singing or was that your brother Gabriel Morris?
No, that wasn't me singing yet. No. No, we have to reproduce it. Yeah.
That was Gabe singing it. Yeah. Jamie Lynn over here asked, and this is Gabriel Morris. This isn't Gabe. This is Jordan. Jordan yeah. is good shit. We'll follow him on TikTok and on Instagram. Jeez. Instagram and TikTok.
Where are we?
Give us a raw. Yeah. Pink Floyd over here says raw sample sounds dirty. Dude, raw. Yeah. I'm going to give it to us raw. Give us that sample.
Oh,
raw,
yeah.
Well, give me that raw, daddy. Dude, why are you blushing right now?
That's it.
Nah, man. Hey, dude, that's awesome, man. Well, no, that song is incredible, man. I can't tell you how many people sent me that.
Oh, man. I'm still getting like hundreds of like followers, people sending me messages every single day. Like I had to like shut off my notifications because I was just like, fuck, it's like every 30 seconds for the last 2 weeks. My phone's just like constantly going off.
So, everyone wants to go viral until they do, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm like,
you don't mind it now. You don't mind it now. This is good. This is helping your music. You know, like, this is good.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yes, Jamie Lynn, so we can listen on Jordan's. Yes, that is on Jordan's TikTok page. What is your TikTok page again? That just for anyone that wasn't listening.
Yeah, BOZONE 403.
Yeah, you'll find Jamie. I'll send you the video if you can't find it. Like, it's great. Yeah, man. Dude, I gotta ask you a question there. Do you know what viscosity is?
Like, the state of a fluid?
The resistance to flow of a fluid, absolutely. Where I'm going with that is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals in the viscosity of your load. How thick is your load, Jordan? You know, that's what the Mudman deals
with. My load,
How thick is your load, Jordan? How old did you say you were?
32.
32. You're not quite there yet, but men in their mid-30s never have thicker loads than they have now. Trust me, I'm there, brother. Like, it's good. It's a good time. But no, he deals in viscosity. He, the thickness of your load, right? And for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, the Mudman's got your back, man. And, you know, I don't know where this podcast would be without him. You know, he supported me when I needed a headset and a microphone to make this quality better. And then, this past summer, I don't use the headset and mic anymore because he bought me a brand new MacBook Pro. And so, you know, he's like, hey, man, here's something else that you might need for your podcast. And here we are, dude. And, you know, so for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, man, check out the Mudman at www.mudmanmarket.com, dude. He's amazing. He's an amazing person, and he's been ride or die for this podcast since the beginning. I can't even tell you the kinds of things that we've talked about doing for this show. So,
right on, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. It's been a hell of a ride, dude. This podcast has been a hell of a ride. You know, 2 years ago today it dropped.
Yeah.
2 years ago today.
2 years. So this is your 2 year anniversary.
This is my 2 year anniversary of the podcast today, man. 2 years ago today, episode one dropped, and I figured, you know, why not go live with it? You know, we got Jordan on here. We want to expose your music and your socials and whatnot. And it's the 2 year anniversary. It's the birthday. We're rocking the podcast live on our birthday.
Bro, happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, man. You know, we've come a long way, man. You know, episode 100 was about 7 weeks ago. You know, we had episode 100 drop. We do one every Tuesday and episode drops. So 100 weeks, you know, 10 was about 7 weeks ago. So we're 107 just dropped actually. Yeah. So 107 weeks ago, we became a thing.
Nice, man. Well, congratulations. Cause like you've blown up, dude. When I seen that you sent me that message the other day, cause I've been following you for a while for sure off TikTok and all that stuff. Like, it's all these, like, it's all the Berta and oil field blue collar guys, and like, you know who you are, right? Because you, like, you're posted all with, you're in the algorithm for all that shit, right? And I love
it, man. And I just love it. I love it. It's been a blast. That's, dude, it's been, I don't think there's any words to describe what this has been, man, you know. And We've had some successes. We've celebrated our successes, but we've also, you know, we didn't shy away from the things we've come up short on either. You know, like, I wanted to get Mike Rowe on for episode 100. It didn't happen, you know, and I pushed hard. I pushed so hard. I thrusted as hard as I could, right? And it didn't happen. So, you know, everyone saw that. That's public. That could have been very embarrassing, but we just, you know, we just trotted along. We're like, you know, fuck it. We ignore an override, right? We changed the plan and we went full steam ahead on it. And yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun, dude. We've had some incredible guests. Some of them are in the chat here right now, and it's been, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
Love it, man. That's awesome. Yeah, man. I'm happy to see the success that you're getting, and I'm super stoked that you had me on you've had me on your show. And yeah, dude, this has been great. I can't wait to can't wait to start pumping some more stuff out here. And I just had a bunch of things that I needed to figure out, and I just got them all figured out. Like, I just found out today everything is falling in line. So
everything,
like,
shit's about stars are aligning, buddy.
Dude, it's all about to kick off. It's gonna be perfect. Like,
dude,
I've had this
vision.
Like, do you believe in manifestation, dude?
You, like, put not that to get shit hippie out there on. And it happens. Yes, absolutely. I believe, dude, in manifestation. You manifest your dreams, and if they happen, dude, that's incredible. You know.
Yeah, dude. I've been looking into that kind of stuff a lot more. It's crazy because I get, like, all my reels and everything on Instagram and TikTok and all that. You think that it would be like, I don't know. Sometimes you look at someone and you're like, oh, I wonder what your, like, social media algorithm is, right? But mine is like, it's math, technology, science experiments. And it, like, I feel like a geek because, like, my ex-girlfriend used to tell me, like, she's like, why are you watching that? It's so nerdy. I'm watching, like, some physics video. And it's just, I love it. And so, I've been getting into that spiritual side.
You go and check out who I follow, the kind of people that I follow on TikTok. Yeah. And you'll be like, why are you following all these single moms? Right? Why are you following all these housewives? Right? And it's like, it's not for the reason you think it is. Right? I follow them because they have the most incredible ideas. They use the best sounds that I'll never find. And like, I'm like, where do I get my ideas from? A lot of them are from other oil field and blue collar content creators, but I get a lot more from single stay at home moms, dude. And you know, I found that works for the last 5 years. I've been making content for 5 years now, man. It'll be 5 years this summer coming up. 5 years. Wow. And, I found what works for me is I go and follow, and I know exactly which single moms, stay-at-home single moms, do it the best, right? So I go and I follow them, and then, you know, there's obviously I don't know if you know who Steve is from Husband TikTok. Man, that guy he's got a thing going on with Landon Barker. I've been following him for forever. You know, that guy, you know, some of his sounds I just find incredible, you know? And then, you know, a lot of people, it'll pop up in my socials is that I'm liking, like, boob pics and butt pics and stuff like that. I look at content differently than what you might look at content, right?
Yeah.
If I'm looking at, if you see me looking at this, I'm looking at it from a completely different view, right? Most of these people I know or I've come into contact with, so I know what they're doing. I know what they're grinding for, what they're showing, what they're trying to show and do and accomplish. So I'm liking that. I'm liking the caption. I'll like it for the fucking comments if I got to, right? Because the comment section, I go to the comment section on any viral video I see, right? And if you've been on my podcast before and you post a video and I'm like, hell yeah, I know what that person's trying to do, double tap that for a quick like, right? And people are like, well, even my wife gets it. My wife knows why I like things. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And I love that you're out here just, like, openly showing support, you know, like,
yeah,
you're not like one of those creators that's like just stuck in your own little world. I like that you're out here and inviting people out and you're like, hey, you know, let's talk some blue collar shit. Let's go off about this. Like,
yeah, great, man. Well, that's the point. That's the point of the podcast, right? Like, I wanted to, it helped me with my mental health was in the shitter, right? Like, it was in the shitter. And, you know, I couldn't find anything that made me laugh, right? And when I turned to TikTok to look at for funny things, I couldn't find it. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta create what makes me laugh. So I created it. I created the thing that I wanted to laugh at, right? And then when I found, like, okay, that's cool, but then what? And then, you know, 2 years ago, so I guess 2.5 years into my content journey, it was like, you know what, it's cool, but I'm not really talking to these people that I'm connecting with. You know, I'm connecting with my followers and other people in my field, but I'm not really having conversations with them outside of the, hey, how's it going? Why not start a podcast and get their point of view of things and how they feel and what they're going through and, you know, and have that on a podcast, you know? And man, it's been incredible. It's been one hell of a ride, I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, man.
What's the coolest thing?
What's that? Go ahead.
Oh. I was just gonna say, what's been your coolest experience that's come from you kind of getting more widely known?
Oh, dude, I got a $10,000 media pass to an oil and gas show in Texas for in February, but like if I don't use it, I gotta hold on to it, and I can go to any oil and gas show in North America in 2025. So they just gave it to me. They're like, here, man, here, have fun with that. This is pretty neat. I got to talk to Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna. He was on my podcast. That was nice. A lot of fun. I got to connect with a lot of bigger creators. I think one of the coolest things is I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and I've been listening to the History of the 90s podcast for years before I even started my own. And I reached out to her, told her I was a fan, wanted her on my podcast. I got to chat with her, and I've been a big fan of hers for years.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. What about you so far? Any, like, what have you, you know, got to experience, or any, or anybody that you found that's been pretty crazy or surreal that's liked your stuff so far since it started blowing up?
Yeah, honestly. So, there's this guy, Pleb the Trucker. I don't know how many of you guys know him. He does a YouTube show. He featured my song on one of his podcasts.
That's cool.
Who else? Yeah, there have been a few people that have like shared it or commented on it. I'm spacing on who it is right now. There is him. I don't know if you guys know who Maya Bradshaw is. She's a big kind of, she speaks a lot about things that are going on in Parliament, and she's like very, I guess you'd say she's a parliamentary critic, just always on X trying to update people. And she brought that over to X, and it's just kind of blown up across a bunch of platforms. I've had people, because I'm in a couple other groups trying to start my side of the band for like all my other little side projects. Because I mean they're busy, they're not going to be able to kind of produce all my music, right? So
yeah,
I put it out there that I'm looking for people for that, and so I've had a lot of, like, right now I'm talking to a guy that knows who's involved with now, his name's on the tip of my tongue, Brett Kissel.
Brett, so he's involved. Cool.
Yeah, he's involved with Brett Kissel, and he reached out to me. I talked to him on the phone for about an hour yesterday. He's an older guy. He lives out kind of towards, like, rural, I guess, mid-Alberta, kind of out towards, like, Penhold. Yep. He's got, like, a full studio. He's been professionally doing this shit for, like, 25 years, and he's like, I want to link up with you. He was asking me to do some of his media management too, like helping him figure out how to, you know, just increase the quality of his content so he can kind of take his career to the next level too.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, I don't know much about computers. Right. He's like, I've been retired for 20 years, and I'm like, all right, but he's a damn good fiddle player. So he's like, I'm like, all right, this is cool. I can connect with you. Who else do you know? Right. So that's been pretty cool. And just the fact that, like, I've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of comments across, like, tons of videos. More of my videos are blowing up now. Like,
yeah,
it's, they're just falling into the algorithm, right? Like, I at one point I was doing a mental health check-in. I was like coming out of a really weird place in my life, and I was getting off of, or I started taking antidepressants, and then I documented my whole time on them and getting off them. And that was a big thing because I've had a lot of people reach out about that. Now even more people are going back to those videos and being like, hey, how did this affect you? How did you deal with it? Like, can you give me any advice? So just, like, even seeing people coming to me and being like, hey, what can your experience teach me, is just, it's unmatched, you know?
Dude, I'm coming out of a weird spot myself, you know, just in the last couple of weeks. And that's interesting that you said that, because, like, Oh man, that's a scary place to be, right? Like, you know, when you're there, right? And I've been talking to my wife about it over the last few days, and you know, she is, you know, she's like blown away at where you know, not I don't think it's just men, but blown away at where, you know, where men's minds go and how we feel. And I showed her, you know, the Dax song, How to Be a Man, or To Be a Man, it's called, and then Brian Andrews' song, Rinse Repeat. And she's like, do you feel that way? And I'm like, absolutely, you know, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you get put on the shelf, you get off, and you go right back to war with your mental health, right? And like, it's crazy, dude. And I remember we were talking today, I made a video about it, because like, it was just a spine chilling moment, right? And she's like, I saw you fading over the last 6-7 months or whatever, last year, I saw you fading. And she's like, I couldn't just put you out to the curb, right? She's like, I had to, and no matter how hard I fought back, she had to fight me for me, because nobody else was gonna fight me for me, right? So she you know, that's crazy though, right?
Dude, that's a good woman, bro. That's a good, dude, good wife that you got, dude. Because there's a lot of chicks out there that would fucking bail, you know. So like, that's something you gotta. Mm-hmm. You got to have pride in that, you know, like knowing that you got a really, really solid wife, bro. And that's wonderful. Cause like, even I get where you're coming from, man. I like, when I went out to go and work in BC, as like, my life was a fucking dumpster fire, bro. Like just all the worst shit. And, I felt like I had started manifesting all these terrible things to happen to me. And so I went to BC and I just said, you know, I'm going to stay here for, you know, close to a year. And I just reinvented myself. And I spent a lot of time alone, a lot of time thinking, a lot of time, you know, I'd go out and sing all the time, like going out to karaoke bars and shit, just to get some social entertainment, right? Go and pick up some girls or sing to a table of like bridesmaids or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like it was good and it was crucial, because like, now that I'm kind of back in an old environment, you see, it's kind of weird, because like, you see what may have driven you into certain feelings, right? It's way easier to come back into it and see everything on the outside. I've got the idea for a video that I'm gonna make, but I'll give you the gist of it. Like it's crazy to think that your surroundings affect you, the people that you're around affect you, what their emotions are and what their lifestyle choices are. Like everything is so interconnected. And then, you know, you could experience things like homelessness or like severe mental health issues, addictions, and each one of those things, each one of those interactions changes you in a way that eventually, if enough bad things happen to you, if you allow yourself to be like that, you're just broken, right? You're just like, and I was thinking that because like, I don't know, I've met a lot of nice ladies, you know, and like, I'll go out for dinner, I'll go for coffee or whatever. But like being in BC, man, I met like 3 chicks back to back, kind of seeing them, you know, for a month, couple weeks here and there, whatever. And like every single one of them was like, I think I'm in love with you. And I'm like, you got to fucking go. I was like, see you later. Like, that's nice. Thank you for saying that. I don't feel that same way. This is way too soon. And like, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship, actually.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. That's crazy that you said that though, man. You know, like all these things adding up, and when you come out of it, you can kind of see, right? Because like, you know, we were just talking about it, and it was like for the last 6 months or so, I come out of it Christmas Eve. I started coming out of it. Bad time or good time, who knows? But like, you know, come out of it and like start pinpointing things that happened that may have thrown you there. Come to realize that, dude, I got anxiety, bro, and I know exactly what triggers it because the other day, fucking something happened and I was starting to feel it again. I was like, oh shit, right? And then I'm like, nope, remove myself from that situation.
Dude, I got a psychological evaluation done recently, and to like do the basis of it, I basically just went off about like my entire life, like entire life, everything that I could possibly think of. And it's like they're like, all right, you're definitely gonna need more therapy. And I'm like, that's not normal. And they're like, no, that's not normal at all. They're like, how often do you drink? I'm like, oh, I've cut it down, like, well, like way down. I've
Yeah.
only drank like once every 2 3 weeks, whatever. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that's really good. How much did you drink before? I was like, every fucking day for like months. They're like, yeah, that's unhealthy. Do you think you're gonna fall back into that? And I'm like, I hope not. Like,
Here's the hope it.
hey,
I
cheers
said
to that, buddy.
I think I said something to my wife that really scared her was like, I never thought about, like ending it all, right? Never thought about just, being done with it. But I did say that, like, if I hit an icy patch on the road and went head on into a semi, it wouldn't bother me.
You'd be like,
Right?
ah.
I said that, right? And she was like, what? Like, and that it's, like, and the more people I talk to, the more men I've talked to about it, like, man, everyone's like, yeah. Like Brian Andrews is on my podcast, right? You know who Brian Andrews is on TikTok?
Give me a refresher.
Bigger dude. He sings like Liquor and Pills and Rinse
Oh,
Repeat.
okay.
And he had one of the most powerful moments I think I've ever had on my podcast where he said, some days you wake up or sometimes you go to bed and you don't want to wake up, right? You wait, you're disappointed in the morning when you wake up, right? And like that was like, damn, bro. Like, shit.
Bro, yeah, there's it's a lot, man. And I know a lot of guys right now that are going through a lot of like serious mental health shit, Like I've got a buddy that he's not doing the greatest, and he's got a loving wife and everything, but it's just like, why don't you talk to her about it? And he's like, nah, I can't. And I'm like, I get it, dude. I fucking get it.
You can though. You
It's
can, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's up here. Your mind is your own prison. You're in your own way, right? You can absolutely talk and talk to her. She probably wants to.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was telling him. I was like, I understand. I've been there, and there's like I understand where it's easy enough to just block it out, right? It's how long have you gone at for certain times before talking to a buddy or your parents or your girlfriend or your wife or your kids or whoever, just to offload something. Like I know for a fact, man, like I had a mental break last year because I couldn't wrap my head around something, and one day I just fucking snapped. And like I get it.
Yeah.
It's tough. Like, do you guys do Men's Mental Health Month at work?
Oh, dude, we do it everywhere. Yeah, we talk about it and stuff like that. And another thing I've really enjoyed about the podcast is being able to give back a little bit, right? Like, working up to, get sponsors or things that are relevant. And man, right now we're waiting on, I've been saying this a lot lately, but we're waiting on one more piece of paperwork to come back. But BetterHelp sponsors the podcast. So,
Oh, nice.
working on that and we're working on that. And something as simple as NWT Safety and Brasco Safety, they also sponsor the podcast, right? So, for all your PPE and stuff like that, if you could save a little bit of money on your workwear, that could go a long way up here, right? So, like we're Leanne, and we'll have a conversation about that for sure. But If you can't afford a pair of boots that you need to get to work, you know, I teamed up with NWT Safety and they sponsor the podcast, and Brasco Safety sponsors the podcast. And if you use code FROST10, you save yourself 10%. But I also have these that they recently gave me, and they're poker chips, right? I got a lot of them. There's many bags of these. And I've been hiding them at West Edmonton Mall and at work and stuff like that. And if you see me, you ask me for one of these, or I make a video and you see me hide them, go find one. And they give you the top tier discount at NWT Safety, right? So you can get like whatever the highest discount they have is at NWT Safety. And if you can't find me, if you don't see me or anything like that, you just go there and you mention the poker chip and it works the same. There's a PPE donation bin that we have in camp, and they gave me some PPE to donate to the bin, some brand new stuff, right? Which is most of that stuff going to the donation bin is older stuff. People have worn it. They gave me a brand new, like $700 parka to throw in there, gloves, glasses, hard hat liners, you know? And I was just talking to her here before I started the podcast, and they're giving me more stuff when I go back to work to donate to the PPE bin, right? They're like, here, you know, throw this stuff in the PPE bin for maybe younger guys who are coming up that, you know, don't know what they were going to need, didn't know what they were getting into. It's winter. Or, you know, a guy who's or a gal who's there who, you know, they're their PPE shit the bed, they need it, but they're in the bush and they can't get anymore. So, you know, here, it's in the PPE, it's in the donation bin. So yeah, man, I'm excited to do that kind of stuff and give back that way with the podcast. So
dude, that's awesome. And that's awesome that you have so many like wicked sponsors. It seems like you have a really good backing behind you too, especially being like that oil field culture, man. That oil field culture, buddy.
That culture is, I believe it was Ryan Wiersma who described it as the laws of men versus the laws of society. And the laws of men will trump every single time out in the field, out on site, the laws of men. If you need help, you have an army behind you. Right. Yeah. If you need anything, the boys have your back.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. That's how I feel like it is in my industry too. Like, you know, being from the Sheet Metal Brotherhood, as soon as, you know, I've got 280 stickers on everything, and I've run into guys that, you know, like, oh, you're a 280 guy too. What's going on, brother? And it's like, you know, I had some guy, I was in a pub in Vancouver, and he's seen my sticker on my phone. He's like, where are you from? And I told him, and he's like, oh, I got your dinner, I got your drinks and everything. Cause I was just there by myself. I didn't know anybody. And he's like, yeah, man, take my number. You ever want to hang out? And I was like, all right, cool.
The boys got you, buddy. Hey man, I was going to ask you, where do you see yourself going with all this? In what's your 5-year plan? Do you got a 5-year plan? Do you got a 2-year plan? Is it a 20-year plan? I don't know what.
Buddy, I got right now, it's a solid 10-year plan. So I got a few things on the go. I just finished doing all the editing for my cookbook. I'm doing everything with this music. That's kind of one of those things where it's like a lottery, right? Like I might have one song that takes off. I might have 20 songs that take off. That's my priority right now. Is just kind of materializing that and then sorting through getting a really good solid band built so I can continue doing the things that I want to do. And like I said, I got a few good leads on some really solid guys right now. I'm actually on Sunday, I'm going to go meet one of them. And he's got another two buddies that kind of do bluegrass stuff too. So we're all going to get together and shoot some ideas around. So yeah, there's that. I got a cookbook that I'm doing. I'm engineering a couple things. Right now I'm in the middle of designing. There's an app that I'm designing, and I'm building a, basically what I'm trying to do is by, I would say it should take about 10 years to kind of put into fruition, but I would like to take what I can from the music, blow it up as much as I can. It's not, you know, I don't want to be touring in 40 years and be like some George Strait kind of guy. I just want to get my stuff out there, make my little bit of a mark, maybe do a reunion kind of thing. If it even goes that way, you know, have my cookbook, cause I love to cook. The concept for the app, I'd like to sell. I haven't patented that yet, so I can't really tell anybody about that, but there's a big market for it. And so from there, if I can get enough money for that, then I've got some things that I'd like to put into production. One of those being, it takes a number of what it is it takes a hearing aid and turns it into a like a virtual assistant that you wear in your head. So it augments reality. I've already kind of got a base code written for it. But it's not AR like you would think, you know, like AR glasses where you can see like a hood or anything like that. It adapts to the world around you.
That's pretty cool.
And so like it won't just be for people that are hearing impaired. It's kind of going to be one of those things that, you know, like, you know what noise canceling fucking headphones do, right? Where they shut it off. It's going to do something like that, except for in a better, more reactive way, where also it'll amplify the clarity of what you're listening to and learn, essentially. There's a couple other features that I'm trying to figure out how I can implement it without making the technology too big. And then I've got a rifle and a handgun line that I'm working on right now. Basically, they're going to be super high precision cold forge barrels, like the highest grade of aluminum that you can use. And I've got those. I've got a full CNC blueprint pretty much ready for my rifle. I haven't gotten everything down for the handgun yet. And that rifle, what I would like to do is once I get it into production, I want to start selling it to the military.
Oh, that's cool. See, man, to the outside world, you're just a regular tin basher. You're just another guy bashing tin, you know, you're just hanging out. You're a union guy, but man, this is why I like the podcast, right? The blue collar folk, we got other things on the side. You know what people often see us as, uneducated, unmotivated people that are just, you know, they get up early and they sacrifice for nothing, right? But like, man, I work with a guy who's a vat caller, but he's an actor, right? He's been in movies and he does the vat calling until they call him back for that, you know. So many guys work in the oil field, they got musical aspirations, they're musicians, dude. And like, you're a tin basher, but you love to cook and you want to make a cookbook and you just wrote an incredible song and you got other incredible songs. Dude, that's, I can love that.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy when you put it like that, right? Cause like for me, these are all just like side projects. Cause I'm just so like, I guess I like to think that I'm high strung, right? So like, I gotta be doing something. And like people are like, why are you always working on something? I was like, this one girl that I was talking to a while ago, she's like, you seem really busy all the time. And I'm like, I am. And she's like, don't you ever just chill? And I'm like, no. Like, I don't like the last time, like I don't sit around and watch TV, you know, like for the most part, I try not to own a TV. I don't have a TV in my room. Like I've got one in the living room and my kids are allowed to watch it sometimes, you know, because it's just like, if you're just watching garbage, it's going to rot your brain. So do something with your time.
Yeah. Buddy, I don't want to take up too much more of your time here, buddy. You know, it's getting on there in the evening. I usually like to wrap the podcast up with one last question, and that's Mount Rushmore is four of the most influential people up on the rock, right? If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people that you look up to, strive to be, or like strive you know what I'm saying? Fuck that you you strive to be, look up to, or that you know inspire you. Who would they be and why? I can't believe I botched that, dude. Holy shit.
Who would they be and why?
They'd be dead, alive, real, fake, fiction, nonfiction. Doesn't matter, man.
Wolverine.
Yes.
You know why? Because he's the only superhero that's from Alberta, dude.
Did you know that? Shout out to Wolverine, yeah.
Did you know that he's from Cold Lake? His character is based out of Cold Lake?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so I'd have to say, yeah. We'll go with him. Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Ooh, Trey Parker? Are we talking like South Park? Hell yeah.
Dude, legends. Legends.
Legends, bro. Legends.
Them and then Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Okay, why? Why those people?
Well, Wolverine, because he's the badass. He's the badass Albertan superhero. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, because the amount of things that they have done and the atrociousness that they have caused within the public eye is just, it's admirable. Like the amount of fucks they don't give about anything ever. I aspire to have that amount myself, you know? Yeah. And then Ray Liotta, because you know, he's just the OG. He's like, that's my boy, mafia movie style. And he's just got all that swagger, you know. All the you can think of so many good Ray Liotta lines from any movie, and you know, I wouldn't put any politicians up on there because I like some of them. Some of them have good policy. Do I believe any of them? Absolutely fucking not. And so that's.
Well, do you know anything about? Do you know anything about Mount Rushmore?
I watched a thing on how they carved it.
Go Google Mount Rushmore and you'll see the reason behind it and why they look so small when you're up close to them, right? Because there's a lot more room there. And the reason why there hasn't been anyone since they added the fourth one, right? It's actually some really interesting history. And then go look up why some of the guys are on there. Go Chase Barber gave us a really interesting history lesson on Teddy Roosevelt when he was on the podcast. Some of those guys are up there for more than just their politics, right? It wasn't their politics that put them up there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't looked into, I don't even know what they're up there for, to be honest. Like I know it's a monument. I haven't looked into a lot of history about any of these monumental places of the States. I know that Lady Liberty was given to them by France, and that's about the extent besides current events anyways.
Absolutely, buddy. Man, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man. This has been a lot of fun, and I 2 years today it came out for the first time. 2 years ago, the podcast, and dude, I'm still just as excited to record every episode as I was back then, and on podcast release day, I still get just as excited for it to drop and for people to listen and for feedback. And dude, it's 2 years ago today, man. I'm excited.
That's amazing, man. And you know what? You got so much more time to keep going because you keep growing, right? Like you get bigger and bigger every day.
Well, so. I just locked down. You remember the movie FUBAR?
Oh yeah, fucking Barry and Diener, buddy.
It's Alberta legends, bro. I just locked down Diener, so.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah, Diener's coming on. We're gonna do a lot. We're gonna do Diener live too. So Diener will be a lot of fun, and I got Blue Collar George to agree to come on the podcast. Blue Collar George is nice. Pretty big on TikTok. He's pretty hilarious, and it took me like a month to get Blue Collar George to notice me. And dude, today I went live. I did a live stream on TikTok with Blue Collar George. Hello, Sour Moose, and hey, dude, Jordan. if you're ever up and around Edmonton area, head east to the to Toefield. You know where Toefield is?
Yep. The Sour I gotta go out to Bonnyville anyways.
The Sour Moose candy store is in Toefield. And if you, even if you can't make it there, you put in an order online at thesourmoose.com and you use my code Dick Frost and you save yourself 10% on your candy, man. The best little candy store ever. And the Sour Moose is amazing.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll have to stop by because literally what I was saying earlier, or I was telling you yesterday or whatever, I'm coming up to Edmonton. It might not be next weekend. It might be the weekend after that. But I got to go to Edmonton. I got to pick up a truck and a trailer. And then I'm going out to Bonnyville. I got to go out there to go and pick up some of my guns. So
She just corrected me. Sourmoose.ca. Order your candy. And it's all exotic candies, dude. Like candies you can't find here anymore. Candies you'd find over, like, you know, in the U.S. and stuff like that. And yeah, man. Pink Floyd wants to know if you're on Kick. I don't know what Kick is, but like he wants to know if you're on Kick.
No, I'm not on Kick. I'm on pretty much everything that's a major platform. And Snapchat. That's about it. I just made an X account. I tried to stay away from that as long as I can. But I mean, I guess if I'm going to be in the public eye at all for any reason, I guess I kind of got to be on everything. So did a little bit of PR, media management, and now I'm here. So,
well, brother, that's amazing. And dude, thanks again for coming on the podcast, man. It's been, you know, it's been really fun, and we'll get you back on again sometime, dude. After the release of Goodbye Trudeau, maybe, dude, we'll have you play the entire song. Maybe we'll get you to sing the song, man. You got to sing it.
I will. Absolutely. After it's released, dude, I'll do whatever you want.
Absolutely, man. All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming on. And hey, Jordan, you stay frosty, brother.
You stay frosty too, big dog.